good morning. Welcome to day 7 of 21 Days of Prayer. If you would stand on your feet with us this morning, and we're going to worship the Lord together.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome to Only Believe. As Shekinah said, you are on day 7. Vital part. Something to be said about persistence. Persistence. Pushing through when it's 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'll be honest with you, I'm tired. I woke up and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, whoo, girl. You just got to get on with it. Amen. Just congratulations for those of you that are doing this. I know for some of you, this is the first day you've been able to attend, whether it's your work schedules or your kids' basketball schedules, sporting schedules, and all their extracurricular. So I'm glad that you're here. This morning's prayer focus is found in Psalms 37:5. It's very simple. It says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. Straight away, the first word that comes to my mind or that sticks out to me in the scripture was everything. The small things, the large things, the even larger things that happen 5 to 7 times in your life that you're like, I never thought I'd be here, but here I am. The things that I think I need help with, and this is the clutter, the ones that you think you don't need His help with. That's the ones that get us hooked up. It's the ones that we start out in our own strength that we really need help with. But it's to commit everything I do to the Lord. So what's it mean? It means that we trust Him. It means that we rely on Him. Sometimes in worship, Randy and I will be standing next to each other. I don't even know if he's here yet. He's somewhere maybe. I know he's on his way. But I'll just lean on Him sometimes in worship. And I think He thinks, what is she doing? Relying on You. Just leaning in. Just resting all of my strength, all of my weight, and just going, just for 2 seconds right here, I just need to get Yours. And I lean in. See, that's what God wants us to do every single day in our lives. All you got to do is just lean back. He's right there. He's present with you every single moment. And He's saying, I'm here for what you need, but you got to tell me what you need. Just lean in. I go to the scripture verse that talks about casting your cares. It's 1 Peter 5:7. And this is what it says. It says, cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Throw off. By the way, this isn't casting like a fisherman. God says that I will make you fishers, and I'll make you fishers of men, but in no way, shape, or form does He want you to be a fisherman like today's fisherman. Because when you cast something off, you're taking your care, your concern, your struggle, and you're casting it off of your ability to do it and relying on Him for it. And you need to throw it as far away from you as you can. Not what we often do. We're the fishermen. And so we cast it, but we've still left a string attached. That just in case we start to feel a little anxious again, the worry starts to come back, the enemy starts to come in with a lie, we reel it back in and pull it back in and put it back on us. Oh no, I gotta keep this. I gotta keep this. I can't do this. No, Lord, I can't do it. I need to fix it. We're good fishermen, real good fishermen of our life struggles. When God's really just asking, will you commit it to me? Will you lean into me? Will you rely on me to fix it? Or will you rely on yourself? Self-reliance versus God-reliance. Which one do we live our lives out of? Which one do we practice our prayer life out of? Do we come back? We're on day 7. I found myself on day 3 committing the same thing to Him 3 times in a row. And I'm just going to be real with you. This is my relationship with Jesus. I think He just went, yep. Got it the first time. I heard you the first time. Now I need you to rest in what you've asked me to do. And quit reeling it back in. But see, what we do is I'm a verbal processor. So when I'm praying my verbal process. I'm like, Lord, I know that you want to fix this, but he said, yep, here's that but again. Could you get it out of the way between you and me? Because I'd like to do what you've asked me to do, but I need you to rest in what you've committed to me. Commit and cast. Commit it to the Lord and expect that he's going to help you. That was the last part of the scripture. But see, we don't do that. We commit it, and then we reel it back in because we think that it was just this conversation I had with you. You really weren't going to do anything about it. That's not true. Commit it to me, even when you don't see it trending upward. Even when you don't see the situation working out as quick as you want it. Even when you don't see the struggle being relieved in the way you thought it would happen. I'm going to commit it because I know that you're going to help me. I'm going to cast and I'm going to commit. And when I cast it and I commit it, I'm not reeling it back in. But in order to not reel it back in, it means that you and I have to release it by faith. When you commit it to him, that's the point. The faith part comes when you give it away. But the second you reel it back in, that's doubting what you just did. You know what? Some of us need a pair of these little scissors. Lincoln has them. He got this little clip, and it clips to your coat. And it's on a string. It's crazy. You've seen those, like, managers with the keys, and they come off their wrist, and it's got this, like, 13-inch thing that they can do this register and the safe underneath, and it's still attached to their arm. That's what Lincoln's got. He's got this pair of scissors, and I think they're called like Dr. Spock or Shock or something. I don't know. And it's literally connected to his coat. So when he's doing this fly fishing that he does, he just can cut it right there. Some of us need a supernatural pair of scissors connected to our prayer life. And when we begin to pray and we commit and we cast, just pull out that supernatural scissor and cut the string so you can't take it back. That faith requires a resting in him. Resting in what? Resting in what he's done for you already. Resting in the fact that he cannot lie. Resting in that he's a God of character. That he is the same yesterday, today, and forever in our situation. Rest. What does that mean? Lean back. Say, God, I'm not moved by the facts that are staring me right in the face. I'm not moved that that child that I committed to you is still running really hard. That's a fact. That's a fact. And I'm not going to deny earthly facts and call that faith. I'm going to identify that the things I'm going through right now with this adult child acting like a teenager is a problem. But I trust that in spite of the facts I'm looking at, that I'm seeing in my life right now in this situation, that I'm looking at the trend and it's not going up, it's going down, that I'm going to believe in the truth of your word. And the word is the truth, and it trumps the facts in the natural that I'm looking at. Someone asked me the other day, Pastor Nicole, you're sick. You've not been feeling well. I said, yeah, you're right. I'm a healthy person fighting sickness. And that's the truth. I can't walk around going, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I've been sick. But I am fighting. I am a healthy person in God's eyes. See, I forget not all of his benefits. Not that I've just been redeemed. Not that I've just been saved, but that he came and healed sickness and disease that tries to plumb up my body. I'm not denying that I'm fighting something. I'm identifying that I've casted my care, I've committed this situation to him. And I'm not going to live by what the enemy is trying to put on me, but I'm going to rest and resist. I'm going to rest in the fact that God's my healer. But the enemy's come to get me to disbelieve everything that I just committed. Resist and he will flee. Commit and cast. Rest and resist. That's our prayer focus for today.
can come and turn this thing around. Gotta turn it around. Gotta turn it around. Gotta turn it around. I'm calling on the name. It changes everything. Yes. Gotta turn it around. Gotta turn it around. Gotta turn it around. 'Cause all of my hope is in the name, the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I pray God come, turn this thing. Turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. Call out the name, it changes everything. Yeah. God, turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn. Something he is up to, something God is doing, something say right now. He is up to something, he is up to something, God is doing something, yeah. Right now he is healing someone, yeah. He is saving someone, God is doing something
right now.
Turn it around, God, turn it around. Spirit move, 'cause when you have your way. Something has to break. Tear down every lie. Set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. The wrong thing right, 'cause when you have your way, something has to break,
something has to break, something has to break, right now in your name, something has to break, something has to break.
into the atmosphere. Spirit of God, you're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, calling on the power of heaven. I proclaim every weapon formed against me must break. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Heaven, I praise God for what he's done.
done. I praise God for what he's done. Oh, I praise God for what he's done. I'll never forget what he's done. I'll never forget what he's done. Raise that mouth, say, I'll never forget. Woo! What he's done. I'll never forget. I'll never forget what he's done.
What he's done.
Say, I'll never forget. I'll never forget what he's done.
What he's done.
Washed in his
today's corporate prayer focus is financial things and that God would be our provision. So I thought that the first couple minutes we could pray about the fact that God meets all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And praying for the membership of Only Believe and the provision of needs. And you might not just be your own needs, but you may have ideas or whereabouts of other people's needs, things they're going through in their life financially. And if you would, just bring them before the feet of Jesus today as well. heaven?